Governor Noem opened the address by defending her response to the coronavirus pandemic in South Dakota. Also highlighted was taking a cautious approach moving forward from COVID-19.
We should remain prudent and conservative moving forward. We need to carefully consider these unusual circumstances as we project revenue, and we cannot recklessly spend every taxpayer dollar that we have. When we do invest in our state, we must invest wisely and strategically.
Governor Noem's recommendations fell under three primary categories: paying off debt from 2010, restoring and reinvigorating state infrastructure, and strengthening communities. One major investment for agriculture is $10 million for broadband services. Another is $12 million for the construction of a state fair livestock complex, which burned down this past October.
The new multi-purpose facility will be a 200,000 square foot facility. Now, this new space will be capable of housing up to 2,000 head of cattle. It'll allow for indoor regional and national rodeos, equestrian events, and livestock exhibitions. In addition, the new livestock complex will enable us to replace the sheep barn as well.
Also included in Governor Noem's proposed budget is a grant program to address meat processing capacity in the state.
This program is for the small processors that our local producers rely on. Through this program, processors can apply for a grant to pay for facility upgrades, like new freezers or processing equipment. I am recommending $5 million in one-time funds to facilitate these grants. And we're also working with USDA right now to give our farmers and our ranchers another option to be able to sell their products across state lines.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.